This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The House January 6th committee hearing this afternoon will delve into what then-President Trump was thinking around the time the U.S. Capitol was attacked. And that's just one of the subjects that's expected to come up. This is likely to be the committee's last public hearing before the November midterm elections. AP correspondent Farnoosh Amiri.
Somewhat of like a fire hose of findings, of witnesses coming forward, of depositions that have happened over the summer has forced the committee to push its deadline of when they planned to end the hearing and, you know, really present their findings in a final report or an intermediate report to voters.
The AP's Farnoosh Amiri. Officials in Ukraine say Russian attacks in the past 24 hours have killed at least 13 people and wounded dozens more. Ukraine says it shot down six drones that attacked the Kyiv region, the capital region, and some other areas of the country. The AP's Karen Shamas.
The strike on the Kyiv region also sent rescue workers rushing to the scene as residents woke to air raid sirens for the fourth consecutive morning. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pleaded for more air defense weapons. Helping Ukraine to protect the sky is one of the most important humanitarian tasks for Europe of our time. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg promised NATO will help.
We will stand by Ukraine for as long as it takes. We will step up our support, and in particular, we will provide more air defense systems to Ukraine.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Millions of Social Security recipients will soon learn just how high a boost they'll get in their benefits next year. The announcement coming soon now. Two police officers have been shot and killed in Bristol, Connecticut. A third officer wounded, say police. No details available yet. This is AP News. A tragedy in Georgia. A missing toddler is now presumed dead, say police. The AP's Jennifer King.
In statements via Twitter, the Chatham County Police Department says law enforcement have notified the family that 20-month-old Quentin Simon is believed dead and his mother, Leilani Simon, has been named as the prime suspect. The department had earlier said they seized evidence that was being analyzed. Police Chief Jeff Hadley is expected to provide an update. He spoke to the press in Savannah on Monday.
We understand that people far beyond Chatham County have become emotionally invested in this incident and the search for Quentin, and they want answers.
Simon told officers that her son was last seen at home in his playpen at approximately 6 a.m. last Wednesday morning, wearing a light blue Sesame Street shirt and black pants, and was discovered missing around 9:40 a.m. A police search of the neighborhood near Savannah, Georgia, grew to include dozens of FBI agents. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.